Granny's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I know his llama. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, the old fellows are still going their separate ways. Lum is running the store, and Abner is holding forth at the jail in his new capacity as deputy town marshal. However, he is determined to do something about his half-interest in the store. As we look in on the little community now, we find Lum in the Jot'em Down store and library talking to Abner's father, Finus Peabody.
Yes, Lum. I've tried my best to get Abner to listen to reason, but I just can't do it, I guess.
Well, I know how it is, Mr. Peabody. I've known Abner for a long time, and when he gets on one of these streaks, there just ain't much you can do about him.
Yeah, I've tried to get him to listen to reason.
Yeah, about all you can do, just wait till them spells of his run out their course. But that ain't what I wanted to see you about, Mr. Peabody.
Yeah, Abner takes after his mama. That's the whole trouble.
Did you go over to see Luther Phillips this morning about that little deal of ours?
Yeah. I went over there just like you told me.
Well, good. What happened?
Well, sir, what did happen? I think he was...
Well, think hard, Mr. Peabody. This is important.
Oh, I recollect now. Luther weren't there.
Weren't there?
No.
You ain't talked to him at all, then?
No, ain't there. They said he ought to be around tomorrow, though, and so I...
When you see Luther tomorrow, be sure and tell him that you're the one that's interested in buying that property, not me. Wait a minute, though. There comes Abner.
Abner? You'll never get him to listen to reason. I see. He's got Milford Spears with him. They must have some scheme up their sleeves, eh?
Well, don't say nothing to him about our little deal.
No.
No use trying to make Abner understand nothing in the frame of mind he's in.
No use trying to talk to
him. Well, howdy, Abner. Proud to see you.
Yeah, follow me, Grandpa.
Oh, howdy, Grandpa.
Get that rope and settle things around here once and for all.
Yeah, you bet your pigeon-toed life we will.
Say, now listen here, Abner.
For the land's sakes, Papa.
Yes,
sir. What are you doing over here? You ought to be more careful what kind of varmint you're associating with.
Well, I want to have a talk with you, son.
Never mind, Mr. Peabody. Ain't no use trying to talk to certain people. Just like arguing with a stump on par is all it is.
You feel a draft in here, Grandpa? Appears to be awful big wind blowing around here summer.
Yeah, that's a good one, Abner. That's a good one you got off there.
You get the rope, Grandpa. It's hanging on that nail right back here by the feed room.
Yeah, all right. I'll
they cut down the old...
Just a minute. What are you fixing to do, Abner?
You know what I'm fixing to do. I'm going to divide up the store and get what's coming to me around here.
Well, now, wait a minute. You don't need to go to all that bother. That's silly.
Well, I ain't taking no chances on having my half of this store stole right out from under me.
Stole out from under you?
You heard me.
Now, who's trying to do that to you? Abner, you got the wrong ideas about everything lately.
I know what I'm doing. I weren't born tomorrow. Yesterday, I mean.
Abner, this is plumb ridiculous.
Hurry up with that rope there, Grandpa.
Yeah, well, I've got it here. What do you want me to do with it now?
Well, just take that loop there and hook it on that peg there right next to the feed room door.
Yeah, all right.
And then bring the other end down this way now, right through here. Oh, they cut down the old pine tree.
Son, I'm ashamed of you. After all, you and Abner are love as meant to one another.
Now, listen, Papa. I ain't asking for no advice from you or nobody else.
Well, you listen.
Well, now, just a minute now. Yeah. There comes a time in life when a feller has to stand up for what he figures is the right thing, and I doggies, that time has came to me. Yeah, that's all right, Grandpa. Bring the rope right down through here.
Yeah, we're about to hook this other end of it now.
Well, put it on that nail right up there next to the front door there. See that nail to the left of the door there?
Yep. I'll find it.
Yeah, that's it right there by you.
Son, I'm a good mind to take you over by me and whop you like I done when you was a kid and a boy.
Oh, just ignore him now, Mr. Peabody. He'll get over this sooner or later.
Yeah, that's good, Grandpa. There we are now. Doggies, now we know exactly which junk in here belongs to what feller. And I don't want to see no certain parties trespassing on my half of this property, neither.
That's a time, Abner. Stand up for your rights.
Keep in mind, I'm still a deputy town marshal around here. And I got a couple of little empty cells down there at my jailhouse just waiting for somebody like
that. Now you're talking. That's telling them, deputy.
Son, I'm a good mind to take you over right here.
Papa, just a minute. I wish you'd please stay out of this now. It ain't no concern of yours. Well, this is just twixt me and, well, certain critter. I won't even mention his name.
I believe I know who you mean, Abner.
And what's more, Papa, I wish you wouldn't stay over on that side of the store knob-hobbing with that low raff-raff over there.
Raff-raff? Don't even know how to pronounce words.
Well, rick-rack or whatever it is. I know I don't want my own Papa knob-hobbing with it. Come on over here, Papa.
No, sir, I'm staying right here. I'm ashamed of you, son, for the way you're treating him. I'm ashamed of
you. Oh, Prattle. Say, Grandpap, what do you say, me and you have a little game of checkers? Wait a minute. Comes a customer up out there. Don't want to get cheated out of no business here. Got to be on our toes, wide awake all the time, getting the business.
Wonderful world.
Yeah, come on in, Cedric. Come on over this good side here. Better goods over here, lower prices, everything's better.
Well, for the jumping sakes, what's going on here anyway?
Just a lot of foolishness, if you want my opinions.
You better get over here, Cedric. You won't get a square deal over there in that barn.
You stay right where you're at, Cedric. Now, what was it you wanted?
You're making a mistake, Cedric.
Well,
better
what,
come
what
over
What I
here.
Wanted, Mr. Lum, was to get a pair of them working shoes like you sold me once before.
Oh, yeah, I think I know. Like them we got sitting there on them shelves next to the feed room door.
Oh, yeah, them are the kind.
I wouldn't buy none of them, Cedric, if I was you. I'll tell you the truth about them, a secret. The soles will fall off of them before you walk 20 steps in them.
Just ignore him, Cedric.
Trying to protect you, Cedric.
Let's see, I ain't sure we got your size, though. Let me take a look here.
Cedric, if I was you, I wouldn't throw my money away on nothing like shoes, no way. Now, if you step over here, well, I can show you some dress goods and clothespins and spot remover and, a lot of stuff over here, Cedric.
Yeah, you're in luck, Cedric. I got one pair left in your size. 12D's right, ain't it?
Yes, Mom. Either 12 or 12 and a half, depending on how hot a day it is.
Yeah, we got some dandy shoe polish over here, Cedric. You can just sign up your old shoes there and save yourself a heap of money. Don't need new ones.
Here, do you want to try the right shoe on, Cedric? I want to make sure it ain't too tight for you.
Yes, Mama. I reckon I'll better if I can get this one off.
Doggy's grandpap. Do you see what I see?
How's that, Abner?
Just look back there.
Abner, what are you and Milford whispering about?
Nothing, Papa.
I told you that ain't polite. Folks will think I ain't never giving you no bringing up.
How does that feel, Cedric? All right?
Mom, feels pretty good, I think. My toes wiggle all right.
Now, let's try the left one on, then, just to make sure here.
Yes, Mom.
Don't you touch that other shoe there, Mr. Edwards.
What do you mean, don't touch it?
Well, if you'll just look around, you'll notice where it's sitting there and where the rope runs. You'll see that it's just barely half over on my side.
Well, I'll be dead blamed. Of course, now, you can't split up a pair of shoes that way, Abner.
That rope
is
where the store divides. We've always agreed on that.
Yeah, but listen, Abner, let's be reasonable about
this. Cedric, you want to buy a good left shoe, why, you know where you can come for it. We got one nice one in stock that I know of.
Well, it looks like that's what I'll have to do, I think.
Well, just a minute, though. You got to pay for that and you've got on there first.
Oh, yeah, that's right. See, how much will it be?
Yeah, let's see. Price on them two is $2.98, and half of that is half into two is punched and carry the note. And set it down again, pick it up, add on the tax, brings it up to $1.53.
Yes, Mama. I believe I got the exact change here.
And the stamp, of course.
Yes, Mom.
Hurry up, Cedric. Get on over here. We might close up early today. I don't know.
I'm coming.
Well, if this don't beat the bugs of fight. I never heard such outlandish goings on in all my born days.
Yeah, now, right here now, Cedric. There it is. There's one of the finest left shoes that a body ever seen. Just look at that thing. Look how it's made there, Cedric. You want to put it on or you want to take it with you?
Well, I want to do both, I reckon.
Yeah, just a minute now. How much did you pay for that and you got over there on that other side, that right one there?
$1.53.
$1.53?
Mr. Lum charged me.
For the loamy sakes alive, Cedric, you got robbed. I can sell you that same shoe for $1.29.
Well, I don't want the same shoe, though. What I want's one from other foot.
Well, that's what I mean, Cedric. You paid too much for the one you got on there.
Yes, Mom.
You sure did. You got a skin in, Cedric.
Did you hear that, Mr. Lum? I want a refund.
Well, now, wait a minute. You can't go cutting prices that way, Abner.
I never went up over the ceilings, did I?
Well, no, but there's such a thing as getting too fur down in the cellar with prices, too. And I can tell you one thing, I ain't cutting mine for nobody. If you don't want that right shoe at my price, Cedric, why, just don't take it. I don't care.
Well, I better take it, I reckon. I can't go around on one foot, I don't think. How much did you say the left one was, Mr. Abner?
$1.29, Cedric, over here where you get bargains. Have you got that much money?
Yes, Mom, I've got some pennies here.
Yeah.
That ought to make it come out even.
Yeah, them's good. I'll take pennies, too. Any kind of money.
27,
you know. 28. Fair 29. Abner, they call me.
There you are, right there.
Well, much obliged, Cedric. After this, I reckon you know where to come to get your bargains.
Is that transaction all transacted now?
Why, sure, we do things in a hurry over here at this store.
You sure you don't have no more business with your customer there?
Of course not. He's got the shoe and I've got the money. That's all there to it.
All right, then. As Justice of the Peace of Cloverleaf Township, I order you as Deputy Town Marshal to arrest yourself for violations of the OP&A.
What violations? I ain't did nothing illegal.
You just now sold a shoe and never taken no ration stamps for it.
Huh?
Go on now, arrest yourself. That ought to help you fill up them little old empty cells down there you've been crowing around about.